But when you ran for governor, you were up against Bill Atkinson.
Yes.
Who was a very wealthy man.
Yes, Bill was a very fine opponent. He was the ideal opponent for me because I ran well in the cities, because the city vote tended to be more Republican. Since he was a city fellow and a rich one at that, he didn't do well in Bryan County and Cole County and those southern counties, which are strongly Democrat. But because of Bill's cultural difference, I did well in those southern counties. Not well enough to carry him, but well enough to keep him from winning.
Did his wealth, the fact that you were able to position him as a very wealthy man, did that play into this?
Well, I used to kid him about his wealth a lot. I remember coming to Ponca City to a political rally put on by the University Women's Group. And as I drove up, I noticed that Bill had put up billboards, beautiful billboards with full color. Ours were black and white. When I was introduced, I said I was glad to see Bill, and I was glad to see he had his billboards up. I said he looked to me like $1 million, which is innocent enough, but it offended Bill. He charged into me. He wouldn't end up spending $1 million. Once we had a meeting in Tulsa. By the way, that was the turning point in the election as far as I'm concerned. The Tulsa World political reporter was Phil Dessauer. And the Tulsa World and the local TV stations sponsored a candidates debate in Tulsa during the runoff between Bill Atkinson and Raymond Geary, and invited me to be there. I was the Republican nominee. And I sat at the table with Bill and Raymond, and Phil Dessauer asked some of the questions, and he asked this question to Bill Atkinson. He said, "Now, Bill, you're running on the platform that the state is out of money. If you can't provide the services the state needs without raising the sales tax 50%. And I said, "The present governor, Howard Edmondson, has proposed to raise the sales tax, and the legislature refused to go along and give him what he wants." And I said, "You say you're out of money. What will you do if the legislature refuses to raise the sales tax as you propose?" Bill sat there for a minute and tried to be very profound. He said, "Well, if the legislature refuses to go along and raise the taxes as I propose, then we'll get rid of the waste, graft, and corruption and run instead of the money we've got." I told that story 100 times. I said, "Bill's a candidate who wants to raise the taxes so he can pay for the waste, graft, and corruption. My proposal is to get rid of the corruption first, and you won't need to raise taxes."
So that, you felt, was a turning point?
I think it was.